Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back, and I wanted to, again, remind folks that because so many people wanted to see, we're not able to be at the church this past Sunday and see, although we had a full church there, to see the film on what really took place, what actually happened on January 6th. Boy, you won't believe, well, you listeners probably would. But anyhow, we're going to show it again. We're going to show it again at 4:15 before the evening service this week. That would be 4:15. And then Pastor Hal Larson will be preaching evening service. So, again, that's this week, Sunday, before the evening service, 4:15 p.m. We're going to re-show the reality of what really took place on January 6th. So with that, Joe, there's another fellow named Joe Farah, who's a good friend of ours, and he could use some help, couldn't he?
He sure could. But I just wanted to mention one thing. We told the people quite a week or so ago about Scott Davis and the CEO of One America. That was the insurance company they were referring on the clip. And they got it right. He was talking about how they had a 40% increase in the deaths that were not COVID deaths. And anyway, so that was good information that on that clip, but we had covered a lot of that stuff on this program prior. So I wanted to throw that in. Anyway, the story is World News Day. They started out many, many years ago, they're, I think, 25th year in publication, being an online news agency.
Yeah, Joe, let me jump in here for a minute, because we were one of the very first people that got Joe Farah started. He was working with us right from the very, very beginning. We had him on the radio program when he first got started.
Right, long ago. And it's a Christian online news site, and they have not been afraid to tell the truth. And that's what got them into trouble. They are having a terrible, terrible time, and they are failing. And the big reason, to make a long story short, they were doing very well financially for 20 years. Then they started backing Donald Trump and, promoting him. And big tech began shadow banning them, suppressing them, canceling them, writing them out of the search algorithms and news feeds, and finally kind of demonetized them completely. And I think it took Joe and the staff by surprise. His own words, "I didn't think this was even possible in the land of the free and the home of the brave, not in the United States of America, with our Constitution that guarantees, what, freedom of the press, speech, and religion." But for the past 5 years, that's what they've been enduring, is this finally. Here's the big truth. Google and Facebook control about 90% of all online advertising. I didn't realize how bad it was, 90%. And WND lost a huge amount of their revenue because they were taken off of all that revenue source from Google and Facebook. Then, here is what I did not know. Joe Farah has had a series of strokes, 5 strokes, that left him unable to speak at all. And it's just now he's starting to get some speech back. But he's not the same person, and he still has a long, long way to go to recover. And this is the situation. They are asking for prayer and help. And I had tried to, put some stuff, some emails and things through. I wanted to try and get Joe on the radio for Pastor Ernie, and couldn't get anything back. And now we know why. He hasn't been able to speak, and he's not able to speak well enough to do anything like radio. And so, anyway, you can go to WND.com, and you can see he wrote an article called "An Agonizing Tough Letter to Write." They need prayer, and they need people to do several things. Anyone who can, they're asking for donations. They have an online store you can shop at, and they have what they call a become an insider, get some news ad-free, and then they have a thing where you can sign up for news alerts, and they said that these alerts are revenue generators for us. If you get these news alerts on your email, they get one of the they get revenue from that. So there's several things, and then the main thing they're asking for is pray for, Joe is asking for prayers for me, prayers for the whole team, and he firmly, he and his wife totally believe in prayer. And he said part of, he's waited too long to ask for help because of his pride. So he said, quote, thank you for reading this message. We're hoping, we would love to be here for you and for many more years to come. But today I'm lifting my hands up, forsaking my pride, and just asking you for your help, for your prayers. And God bless you for any consideration. Joe Farah, World News Daily. WND.com. Great people, great source of the truth, and they need especially prayer at this time. And now you know the whole story. The media did not want the truth out. They have destroyed, or are in the process of destroying, a, well, it was the first internet news agency, I believe, in the world, wasn't it, Pastor?
I think so. I think it was. And
I'm not correct. So
I know when he started, we were with him from the very first day when he came on the program and talked about what he was going to do. And, you know, I didn't think, you know, that was really going to go over big. But I did know that already, you know, there were newspapers where people were reading newspapers less and less. And so I thought, well, you know, maybe he's got something here. He did. And you're right. His articles and his people, they brought us in some very good articles, very good people from World News Daily. And we got to do whatever we can to help them. Whatever we can do, we've got to do to help them. So, all right, Joe.
People can go there and they can read that letter. They can go there and they can shop at the online store, and they can, those who can donate. And like I said, if you want to put it on your email list to receive some of their news that helps them, you can become a WND insider and get ad-free news. And you can subscribe to their Whistleblower magazine. And then sign up for their news alerts. So those are some of the things you can do to help out there, folks.
And we
need to support good Christians that are fighting the good
fight.
We've
used a lot of their articles over the years. We really have.
Oh, tremendous amount.
Yeah. Now here, to go along with the clip that we just played, premeditated manslaughter of millions of people coordinated at the highest levels. And this is an article by Naomi Wolf and Dr. Malone. And they responded to Project Veritas bombshell video. And here, on Monday night, Project Veritas released their latest investigation. It was a bombshell. Project Veritas released never-before-seen military documents regarding the origins of COVID-19. Gain-of-function research. This is what Fauci's been lying about. See, now, it's a crime to lie to Congress unless you've got that kind of money. And if you got that kind of money, if you can say, look, I've got George Soros backing me, I got Bill Gates backing me, we can buy every one of you congressmen. We can buy, yeah. We already own the entire Democratic Communist Collective. And this is what, and so he goes on to say this. He said the research vaccines, potential treatment, and the government's efforts to conceal everything. It goes on to say the newly released military document contradicts Fauci's testimony under oath. Here's what they found, Joe. Military documents state that Echo Health Alliance approached DARPA in March 2018, seeking funding to conduct gain-of-function research for the bat-borne coronavirus. The proposal named Project Defuse was rejected by DARPA over safety concerns and the notion that it violates the gain-of-function research moratorium. The main report regarding the Echo Health Alliance proposal leaked on the Internet a couple of months ago. It has remained unverified until now. Project Veritas has obtained a separate report to the Inspector General of the Department of Defense written by U.S. Marine Corps Major Joseph Murphy, a former DARPA fellow. The proposal does not mention or assess potential risks of gain-of-function GOF research, a direct quote from the DARPA rejection letter. Project Veritas reached out to DARPA for comment regarding the hidden documents and spoke with the Chief of Communications, Jared Adams, who said, "It doesn't sound normal to me when asked about the way the documents were buried. If the Department of Defense felt the gain-of-function research was too dangerous to proceed with, why in the world did the NIH and the NIAID and Echo Health Alliance recklessly disregard the risks?" O'Keefe asks the viewers. On Tuesday morning, Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA vaccine, and Dr. Naomi Wolf, a former Clinton advisor and democracy activist, joined Steve Bannon on the War Room to respond to the Project Veritas bombshell. Dr. Malone called it bigger than the Pentagon Papers. Dr. Wolf called it manslaughter of millions of people coordinated at the highest levels. There you go. Naomi Wolf, the fact that Dr. Fauci grossly perjured himself is highly apparent. It is the least of the crimes if indeed these were verified documents. I can't overstate this. This is a premeditated kind of manslaughter of millions of people coordinated at the highest levels, according to these documents. Treatment that would have saved lives were intentionally or reportedly intentionally suppressed. Now, Joe, the reason the Fauci is not in prison right now is because we do not have a Department of Justice. No. We've got a dirty cop in Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland is owned. He is a part of the Democratic Communist Party. We do not have an independent Department of Justice anymore. We do not have an independent FBI anymore. The Antichrist total communist collective has taken these over, and they've weaponized them against we, the people of the United States of America. And so that's what's going on there.
We've been telling the people this is an Antichrist revolution that's taking place. They have taken over the deep state is Antichrist. They have taken control of the government. What you're watching is a revolution take place, a political coup, and we caught them in this. The truth is coming out, and like a dying tiger or lion, they're more dangerous when they're severely wounded. So this is now, in my opinion, a fight to the death. It's a fight over who will control America's future. And they have, right now, everything, you know, they're losing. They have nothing more to lose, and they have everything to win if they can continue the lies, keep in power, cheat, whatever they need to win the next election and stay in power. So they are fighting to the death, the political death, that is. And do you think I'm exaggerating, Pastor Ernie, or do you think that's just...
No, they know that there's no way that they can ever win a fair and honest election. They can't do it. They know that. They know that people are on to them what is happening. Now, Joe, every day, one of the, another so-called Democratic congressperson announces that he's not going to run again. Every day. Right now, there's, what, 26 to 27 in the past month that have announced
that,
Yeah, they're not going to run. They're not going to run. Why? They see the handwriting on the wall, and they know that there's going to be an investigations into this. If we get a Justice Department back, if the Republicans get back in, we'll have an actual Justice Department. Okay, if we get back in the White House, he will fire the dirty cops in a hurry.
Well, and, if we can, remember, it's a deep state. Trump found out it was bigger and deeper. But the key was today, when Biden was speaking in Georgia, what did he say? He was going to save democracy, what he was talking about. Saving democracy, but the lie is, folks, we don't have a democracy to save. We have a constitutional republic. A republic is rule of law. Our founding fathers based the law on God's law, and we have within the confines of the republic a democratic form of government where we have elected representatives who are to, quote, do the will of the people, the people's will. We are the sovereigns. It's our country. We really hire people to do our bidding, to do our will. So they keep this lie that we're out to save democracy. Well, I want to remind you, there was a great democratic system is emotional. It's the emotional will, not rule of law. And I want to remind every one of you, there was the greatest democratic vote in the history of the world when Pilate stood and said, you know, what do I do with this man Jesus? And the crowd cried, what? Crucify him! Crucify him! That was democracy, the emotional will, the emotional rule of the people, not based on the rule of law. Rule of law said you cannot condemn an innocent man to death. That's why when he goes out there saving democracy, he's full of cow manure.
When Biden was talking today, he was trying to promote the election crime bill. Now, they call that the voting rights bill, but it's not. It's a bill to legalize election fraud.
Fraud,
the,
amen.
There is nothing, Joe, not anything at all, nothing at all that about the Democratic Communist Collective that is not corrupt. It is entirely a corrupt. It is one huge, entirely corrupt machine here now. So he said that here again, well, the bill would federalize elections. Well, it would federalize elections and make it easy to rig the system. That's exactly what they know. They can't win unless they rig the system. Their claim is that, now listen to this, Joe, it's got to be done. They need it because, Joe, did you know that minorities, Joe, are too stupid to get an ID to vote. Minorities are too. This is what they're saying. Look, I've been going to the prisons for years and years. To get into the prisons, you have to have an ID. To cash a check at the bank, an ID. Joe, and guess what? I've seen a whole lot of minorities going down to the prisons, all kinds of minorities. And guess what, Joe? They're not too dumb to get an ID. They have IDs like everybody else. Okay.
Oh, amazing! Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and this
if you want to go to a football game, a sports game, if you want to go to a liquor store, get a driver's license, go to a bank, there isn't almost anything you can do in this world without some form of ID.
Well, wait, no, that's not completely true. If you're an illegal alien or a drug dealer, you don't need one. If you're an illegal alien and you've got a record and even wanted for murder, you can vote in New York.
Sure. New York or California now.
Yeah, right.
Well,
you don't
take that back. Yeah, that's the...
Yeah, you don't have to be...
There's an exception to the rule, right?
Right, because of total lawlessness there. And I don't know how much that attorney general in New York gets paid. I don't know how much he gets paid, but I do know that when you stick your neck out and try to legalize crime... you're not doing it just to be popular. They're, you know, and Soros buys and pays for it.
Give him over $1 million for his campaign war chest without some strings attached. I guarantee it.
Well, if there's that much showing that he gave, then you can bet there's a whole lot more that's not showing. There's nothing
exactly
about these people that are not corrupt. Nothing. They're totally and completely corrupt. Now, Biden is a lying fool for mocking God, Joe. Here, Biden said that he would defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. He is. The Democratic Communist Collective is our enemy, the domestic enemy of we, the people of the United States of America. They are the enemies.
Yeah, they're the ones trying to overturn our constitutional republic and make us a socialist democracy. They keep going, democracy, we're for socialism. That's a socialist, you know, democracy instead of our rule of law republic. So and they even claim it, but the people don't realize what they're saying.
Okay, we're going to open the phone lines and take some calls, Joe. And while we do that, we've got a couple articles I want to hit. The phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673 nationwide. 888-677-9673. Now, if Cliff calls, then he's going to make a, he makes a lot of people angry. They don't like to have him to hear him because they believe he calls in too often. I think Cliff has some. I think he has some good questions. I know I've heard him on another number of other talk shows that he calls into, but he goes by different names on the other talk shows. Okay, and so that's interesting. But anyhow, if it's for folks out there, I know for some people they get very upset. Other people think that he's got some very interesting commentary and as to the program. So anyhow,
well, I think what it is just. So many people want to call in, and that might just be they're thinking maybe we play favorites or something.
No, we don't. Fun. No, we take the calls as they come. Yep, and we try to get as many, and a lot of times people will wait till like 1 minute before we have to go off the air to call, okay? And we can't take them. Now, the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. Bombshell data. From 145 countries, Joe, show that COVID vaccines increase COVID-19 sickness and death. Listen, bombshell data, Joe, from 145 countries show that the COVID vaccines increase COVID-19 sickness and death. Guess what? We kind of knew that, didn't we?
We did. We've been telling people.
This is an article by, I think they're by... Lance Johnson, also Judy Mikovits, Dr. Judy Mikovits. Fear is the virus, love is the cure, okay? She has an article here, too. Now, the most coercive vaccine program in the history of the world has yielded a terrifying, terrifying results across 145 different countries. Data from these heavily vaccinated countries show that the COVID vaccines increase both the total COVID-19 caseload per million and the total number of deaths associated with COVID-19. This statistical trend of depopulation occurred in approximately 88% of the countries studied. This increase, cases and deaths, directed a result of the causal impact of the vaccine rollout. Joe, from day one, going all the way back, to when they first brought these vaccines out, we told you, we told the people out there, folks, do not take these vaccines. This is a part of the depopulation. Do not take them. Do not take them. Do not take them. From day one, we told people. Now,
we told them that COVID escaped from that lab or was let out of that lab in Wuhan. We're pretty sure it escaped because the first cases were workers at the lab. Chinese army was there working. We told people this was, they were messing with things. They were making bioweapons. And we were telling them the truth, right? I think that first month or two, we had gotten all this out. We were talking about some people been online that from China put out word on the internet that this, you know, military was involved. And there was a lot of truth, and then those people were silenced, were caught, killed, or imprisoned, and the news sources dried up for a while, didn't they?
They certainly did. But we kept talking about it. We've been right on top of it ever since. Not a week's gone by when we haven't brought something to you like we did tonight. Now, these findings are derived, Joe, from an independent analysis titled Worldwide Biasine Casual Impact Analysis of Vaccine Administration on Deaths and Cases Associated with COVID-19. A big data analysis of 145 countries, Joe. The source data is collected from Our World in Data and Analyzed by Kyle Beatty. This independent analysis has been ignored by the CDC and the FDA and the NIH since October. Not only has it been ignored, they have not wanted this information to get out.
They're doing everything they can to hide the truth.
As a result, the intent of these government agencies is becoming clearer by the day. Let's go. We have Mike. Mike's in the air. You're in the air, Mike.
Hi. I believe that God is telling people to find someone to get behind. So that's what we need, is someone to get behind. Then people will start showing up and what's going wrong. But if they don't, I also was told to leave me in March. But that's, God's been telling me that for a year. But I believe that somebody has to come up so everybody can get behind them.
Well, we got a big march coming up in Washington, D.C. There's a big anti-vax march. Well, I know what you're talking about. Well, believe me, I think there are things happening, and, you know, there's so much chatter out there, and there's still a lot of hope by some people that the military is actually going to do their job. The military is actually going to do their job and step in, because this election was fraudulent. Mike Pence sold us out. Mike Pence should have said he had the duty to say, wait a minute, there's a whole lot of things that don't smell right. There's a lot of evidence here of voter fraud. Ted Cruz was there, and a number of others were there saying, look, we've got enough evidence. Josh Hawley, Jim Jordan, and they did. I mean, so much evidence of voter fraud. And here now, Pence is still trying to get, you know, he was even thinking of running for president. But I don't think he could get elected dog catcher after what he did. No. When it counted.
Do you have anything to say about it?
When it really counted, he had the duty to say, I want 10 days to look into this. Okay, before I certify, there's too many questions here. But here's the other thing. Right after he did that, Nancy Pelosi handed him a coin. And I'm wondering what that coin was. It looked like a coin that she handed him, and they were smiling. And that was Well, you're not kidding about that. All right. Thanks, Mike. March on Washington is on January 23rd, and it will begin at 11:30 a.m. at the Washington Monument and conclude at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial about 1 mile away. So called Defeat the Mandate DC. This is an anti-vax protest erupt world, and it's going to take place worldwide on that day on January 23rd. All right, who do we have next? Jack, you're in the air.
So the first I heard of Omicron was Thanksgiving Day. And I became suspicious when, in the following days, it was getting so much publicity. And then shortly we found out that the vaccines would not protect you from Omicron. So I was wondering,
the vaccines did exactly the opposite with Omicron. You were much, much, much more likely. In fact, here, let me just read you something very quickly. I just had an article here that tells you that you are, how much more likely you are if you've had the vax to get the Omicron. And where'd that article go? Let me see.
Like 65 or 85% more likely to get sick.
Yeah, and I just had an article here. Oh, fully vaccinated are super spreaders of COVID. Virus shows Ontario data. Okay, and this is one that, let me see. As per the information, there seems to be 1,327 fully vaccinated cases in hospitals of January 7. This is one area there. So the people that were in the hospitals in Ontario 1,327 of them were fully vaccinated, and the unvaccinated that were in there were 441. So there you go. You had more than twice as many, but that was just in one case. But you're right. I think it's about 80% more
likely. No, there
likely.
Was at least three times there, 4, 8, 12, yeah. Three times.
I was suspicious that this was starting to look like a separate pandemic unrelated to COVID-19. And then I came across the work of Dr. Stephen Quay, Quay. According to him, that Omicron came from another lab leak from the level 4 virology lab in Johannesburg, South Africa. And again, this was gain-of-function research. If his work is correct, and I direct your attention to it, then we are looking at another pandemic that's going to have its variants and mutations. We're still under attack.
Yeah, I know. This is why I said the military failed us and the courts failed us dramatically. Did they fail when they lost courage? We were under five different countries under cyber attack, which is an act of war by five different countries, but they didn't act. Our military refused to act. And then also you had, and right now we're under attack, we're under biological warfare. This is China has been telling people we're killing American soldiers without firing a shot. We're doing, and we've got the help of those, he said, in high places all through America. Those in high places, we own them, and he does. The Bidens have taken $1 billion from the Chinese.
Well, you know, the part that surprises me is that we have a commander-in-chief that is allowing illegal immigrants to come across the border, infect it with different variations of COVID-19.
He's not allowing them. He's causing them to come across the border. He's working hand in hand with the human smugglers and the crime and the drug cartels, the Democratic Communist Collective.
It's not an accident.
No.
He's transporting them all over the United States. He doesn't want to use the therapeutics, and the fact that they haven't been used has killed a lot of people. To me, the President of the United States is creating treason, but nobody wants to call him a traitor.
I am. We've been doing it.
You're right. He's killing people on purpose. He is trying to destroy our republic. He is trying to foment a revolution to create a communist socialist state. And, yeah, it is treason. And he's a puppet, and he's not the one pulling the strings. He's just the mouthpiece they shove out there to do the bidding of the deep state.
Right.
Well,
and they're
saying in closing that your radio show is the most important radio show on the air today, and I think you guys are very brave to do what you do.
Well, you know, we have to be the first. You got to do what's right, okay? You have to. God's word, the Bible said, the righteous are as bold as lions. And look, you know, we have to, you know, we're not going to live forever. Everybody's going to die of something. And you're right, because Biden, and they're saying that Merrick Garland said they're going to come after anyone who's speaking out against them, that yep. They're referring to us as domestic terrorists. Anyone who's telling the truth against the dark, the corruption of the deep state is going to be considered. But, you know, the people have to stand up. If you don't stand, what good are you? I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees under slavery.
That's right.
Assistant Attorney General Matthew Olson created a new unit that's focusing on domestic terrorism, and he has been talking about, we've seen a growing threat from those who are motivated by racial animus, as well as those who subscribe to extremist, anti-government, and anti-authority ideologies, and they're saying now that these events January 6th are being investigated as acts of domestic terrorism, and they are going to be going after even those, whether they were present on that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our, quote, back to that word, democracy. So there's a new anti-terrorist group out there, and they're going to come after people that don't follow the government line. That's what they're saying. Those that are extremist, anti-government, anti-authority ideologues. We have an authority. His name is Jesus Christ. And he is the one we obey and follow.
Amen. All right, thanks. Thanks. We got to move on. We have, did you say Kyle? Kurt, you're in the air.
Kurt.
Oh, hey, Pastor Ernie. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, good, good. I just wanted to say once again, great show, and God bless you, and Joe, being brave out there, doing your show like you always do, and before I ask you a question or whatever, I wanted to say I do like your caller, Cliff, who calls in. I think he's asked you great questions, and I heard him on another show I listen to sometimes, Ground Zero, and he's funny. But he's a good guy. I like him. But I just want to say, you know, about Trump, I don't think he's going to be able to run again. And the reason why I think that, even though I believe he's still the president, I know all that. But the way he doubles down on that vaccination, I just don't understand it when most of his base don't even want to take the vax. I don't know why he keeps saying that. Do you?
No, I don't. But I know what he, did. I know the fact that he knew if it was an experiment. Look, the pressure was coming. He was surrounded. He couldn't, the deep state, he couldn't trust anybody, okay? He was getting very, very bad advice from people around him, including some of his so-called spiritual leaders were giving him bad advice. They knew better. They knew better. They knew better than to tell a man to take a vax that's made with the cells of aborted babies. They knew better. But anyhow, here...
But what I wanted to say is he's not in office. I mean, he should be, but I'm saying that why is he still doing it now when, to me, it's like if you wanted to get back in, why would you keep this going when people don't want to take it?
Well,
you know,
I can tell you what the chatter says. The chatter says that the Democrats are much more likely to listen to the government than Republicans. The Democrats are much more likely to get the poison. And there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that chatter. In fact, it's an interesting thing because the only time I've ever seen Bernd Luden murder or Antifa actually protest for anything good was they joined in with the anti-vax march in D.C. because they understand what's not in D.C., in New York City, rather. And they understand. But I'm not sure. It doesn't make any sense. And I can't believe he's still getting such bad advice. See, he's not a doctor.
No.
But he should know. You know, he should know better. And believe me, the deep state tries to insulate to make sure that nobody gets to him that are for real. I don't understand it.
I heard on another show too, Pastor, that Iran is calling for him to be taken in and killed for treason and for also for killing. I can't think of the name of the guy that he sent the drone on and killed him. He was like some general.
Yeah, that guy was a beast. He was an animal. He slaughtered people.
Yes, he did. But did you hear that? Were they calling on Biden and his administration?
Biden's whole administration is being quiet on the threats, but you got to remember the Ayatollah, those guys have been making threats down with America, you know, destroy America. They've been making threats for 20, 30 years, so they're very seldom if they've been able to follow through on the threats they make. So,
yeah. You know, well, I'll get off so others can call, but I want to thank you very much, you two. Thank you, and keep up the good work, and we're praying for you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much.
I need the prayers. Thank you.
All right.
That's bye-bye. For sure. All righty. Who do we have next? Jerry, you're in the air.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Yeah, the vaccines. I've had my vaccines. I've read that when they were being developed, yes, there were fetus cells developed in development, but in manufacturing now, there is no fetus cells. I don't know what's up with people that don't take the vaccine. Can you please tell me why there's 800,000 people that have died, and most of them might not have had the vaccine? Another point is...
Yeah. Let me just tell you. Here's the reality. Here's the facts, okay? The man that invented that vaccine told you he has come out, and he has said over and over, in fact, we've played clip after clip of him telling you, I invented the vaccine. It's a bioweapon. It is not a vaccine. He come right out. He said, the mRNA is not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. I developed a bioweapon. Do not take it. The top scientists for Pfizer, the ones that produced this thing, who was there also the vice president, he left there. He said, don't take it. Okay. It's poison. Do not take it. It is not made in Europe. Their equivalent to our AMA has said that this vaccine, or this is what they call it, a vaccine, is lethal for human beings, for human consumption. Okay, so that is why we've told you about that. So here, I'm looking.
If he was to get bit by a rabid dog slobbering at the mouth, I imagine you need to go take the rabies vaccine, right?
Okay, yeah, but you know what? You know what?
It's not a genetic modification. It's an actual vaccine. The polio vaccine is a vaccine. This is a new technology. Dr. Malone said this is a genetic-based thing that changes the genetics in the body. It is not a normal vaccine. It is not a vaccine. It's a new experiment. And how to do something, and we found out they misused the technology on this vaccine. So, first and foremost, it is not a real vaccine.
Here's an article that came out today, just today. Here you go. Antarctic Station, where 100% of all employees are fully vaccinated, just had 2/3 of its workforce test positive for the COVID. Okay? Now, here's what you don't know. When you get that shot, you are not considered vaccinated for 15 days after you get the shot. Once you take that shot, they said it takes 15 days for it to work. So you're not considered vaccinated. They don't consider you vaccinated until 15 days afterwards. And most of the people that are dying from that are dying from that within that 15-day period. So you didn't know that, did you?
Well, you take 200,000 people, and there's going to be a few of them allergic to peanuts, too. But, you know, just because you get vaccinated, you can still get the COVID. You know, it just...
You're 80% more likely. You're 80% more likely to get the COVID.
It may keep the ventilator. You know, I've lost an aunt and people. Maybe she was 87, but you know...
Well, the CDC came out and said that almost 75% of all the deaths had four or more comorbidities, four or more. Then there was another 20% of the deaths were those that had one to three comorbidities. Basically, it was the very sick and unhealthy people that have died. They were the ones who end up on the respirators, but also they were not given any of the treatments that are out there. No hydroxychloroquine, no ivermectin. These drugs that they've banned, the use of these things made them almost impossible to get. They've gone after the doctors that have treated hundreds and thousands of patients with this stuff and kept them out of the hospital. They've stopped the treatments that work. So, yeah. You're going to have.
I know.
People
yeah, you're right. There is other stuff out there for sure. But when I hear that most of the patients that are in the hospital in intensive care are the unvaccinated, is there any truth to that, or is it just
most of them that right? The most of them that are dying are the vaccinated. They're telling you exactly the opposite. We've had the five top virologists in the world. We played them here on the program, and you've heard what they had to say. What you cannot, this is, listen, if this, we've been trying to tell people this for years. This is what they call the reset. There's an effort to depopulate the planet. This is, and I know it, sometimes it's hard to wrap your brain around that there are people that want to do that. If you had heard, you apparently didn't hear the first part of this program, did you? Okay, well, if you're out there, I would listen, I would play again the first part of this radio program,
the word
which would
Cleveland.com. You can hear the podcast tomorrow, thewordcleveland.com, and catch that first part of the show.
Absolutely. Who do we have left? We got time for a couple more calls. Phil, you're in the air.
Yes, hello?
Hello, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Oh, Ernie, I just wanted to ask a couple of questions of you. Did you take the ivermectin and the oxychloroquine?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you took?
Because
we just connected with someone you gave out online. We just connected. Yeah, reliable prescriptions, and we're waiting. Now it's going to take 30 days to get it.
Reliable Rx, they're trying to – look, the deep state is trying to work with the U.S. Postal Office to stop it. From what I don't know how effective it's been, but I have heard reports that some people that have gotten their orders have been opened and some of the stuff taken. But, yeah, we've been giving that out, and that's Reliable Rx.
And they're having trouble getting it because, again, the government is fighting tooth and nail to stop anything that, see, the experimental vaccine, if there's anything out there that's more than 65% effective at curing or stopping the virus, then they can no longer give the experimental vaccines. They have to stop the vaccine. So why do they want to give anything that would stop, make people healthy, keep them out of the hospital, because then they can't get their vaccine that
they
spent millions of dollars, billions of dollars on in profit?
Caller, do you get our newsletter?
Yes, we do.
Okay, well, in the next newsletter, which will be coming out within the next week, in there, there's going to be 10 things that you can get over the counter. Like quercetin is one, but there's going to, pardon?
Cumin
seed oil. There's going to be 10, there's an article in there with 10 different things that you can get, well, that can do the same thing as ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine.
Okay.
And so they'll be right in that newsletter. You can make it. In fact, you can actually make hydroxychloroquine in your kitchen. It's actually made from grapefruits and oranges.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we don't get their newsletter after all. She said she sent for it and it never came. So.
Okay. Well, here's what you do. Just send us another letter right away or call the office and very, very clearly leave your name, your address, your zip code and your phone number, and request the newsletter. If you call that number, 440-338-1367, that's 440-338-1367, we'll send you the newsletter.
Great. I have one more question for you now. This stuff is not going to get here for 30 days. I've been actually really, really sick for about 3 weeks now.
Well, you're supposed to be taking that stuff at the beginning. I would run out, I would get some quercetin and black cumin seed oil.
And some
right.
Vitamin, take
vitamin D3 and vitamin C. Now, in the quercetin, most of it, the kind you get the top shelf, you'll have in there zinc and vitamin C will be in the quercetin. You'll take like 3 tablets, but right in there. In fact, I happen to have a bottle with me here in the studio tonight. And let me reach over here. And just
so
tell you,
if you just get regular quercetin, you have to get the D3 and zinc separate. But
I
did that, and it works just as well.
This is called Bioflavid Complex Activated Quercetin, and this is by natural sources. And it's got in it, like I said, it's got bromelain, quercetin, magnesium, vitamin C, right in it. Everything's right. And let's see, rose hips, I think it is.
That you just mentioned, I already take.
Okay.
D3, I take magnesium. I take 12 complex. I take B6. I take a lot of. My wife is a.
Okay, well, what quercetin does? Quercetin opens up your blood vessels so that the zinc can get into it. That's what it does. They call it the gun. But we're out of time. I have to move on because we got to. We're out of time. Thank you for calling. Don't forget to call and get the newsletter or write us a letter with your address and everything, and we'll send it to you. Okay, Joe, we have 3 minutes, and let's see. You gave it last night, so it's up to me, huh? Okay, Heavenly Father, Lord God, boy, I'm going to tell you, we just need to ask for folks out there tonight. All over this country, many, many people, I know people are afraid. We're living in that time that you told us about. It's the evil day. It's a time of darkness. And Father God, we know that everything that we've discussed tonight, one day it'll be gone. We won't be talking about COVID-19. We won't be talking about the deep state. That'll all be gone. But one thing won't, and that's your word. Heaven and earth will pass. And we know, Father God, exactly what you've told us, that it's appointed to all men once to die, and then the judgment, whether we like it or not. And we know that the time that of our departure is not our call, it's yours. And we know that when we die, we're either going to go to heaven or hell. And that's not our decision to make. It doesn't matter if people believe or not. It doesn't matter what you believe. It matters what God has said. And then you need to call upon the name of the Lord. It's what God has said that's going to happen. You can have all of the theories and that you want, all the opinions you want out there. But folks, you're going to die. And when you die, you're either going to end up in heaven and hell, or hell. And that's a reality. That's going to happen. Just like it's a reality that, well, the sun comes up in the morning and sets at night. Okay? So tonight, all over this world, there are going to be people who run out of tomorrows. You don't want to be one of them. You don't want to be, like I said, no. Most of these people have no intention of dying tonight. They don't. And I'm sure that you're listening to me. You don't have any. But it could happen. And if you have not called upon the name of the Lord, if you have not prayed to the Father and asked for forgiveness of your sins, if you have not called upon the name of the Lord Jesus and asked him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations, then you're standing on a spider web over a burning lake of fire, folks. Okay, you're standing at the edge of the pit. And you don't want to fall in there. You need to pray to the Father, repent of your sin, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, receive eternal life, the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, become a new creature. You need to do that. Now, I'm just a messenger. The message comes right from God's word. I'm just a messenger. That message comes right from the word of God. Until tomorrow, we want to say good night and God bless. And always, always, always
keep
fighting the fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's right, what's left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.